Tomorrow night in synagogues all over the world, you'll be able to hear this sound. That is obviously a noisemaker, or in Hebrew, grogger. It's used during Purim. Purim is one of the most festive Jewish holidays where kids get dressed up as biblical characters, play games, and eat lots of candy. Grace Cohen Grossman is the curator of the Skirball Cultural Center here in Los Angeles. She talks about the grogger and tells the story of Purim. It's a classic tale of good versus evil.
Is really celebrated in a very carnival-like atmosphere in the synagogue, celebrates the saving of the Jewish people long ago in the land of Persia by a young woman whose name was Esther and her relative Mordechai, who uncovered a plot by an evil man named Haman.
Haman could not control his anger. Not only will he get even with Mordechai, but he'll get even with the entire Jewish nation.
When the story is read in the synagogue, there's a lot of noise that is made when the name of the wicked Haman is mentioned. And this can be clapping of hands, stamping of feet, or there are groggers, which are used to make noise, to blot out his name. Sometimes these are metal, sometimes they're wood, they can be simple, they can be fancy. Sometimes they have an image on Haman on it and he's getting hit over the head. So all kinds of different groggers that are used to make noise, usually by the children, especially in the synagogue. We have a number of different groggers in our collection, and this one is the kind of a noisemaker that would have been used to sound the alarm for a fire, for example, in the early 19th century. And it's made of wood. It has a ratchety part here. I can't make noise with it because it's pretty fragile. That makes a pretty significant sound, wouldn't you say? This actually was made by Tiffany. In sterling silver. I could give you a little ratchet of this one. And we have another one that is in the shape of that hamantash, of that special pastry that's eaten on Purim, because it's supposed to be like the shape of the triangular hat that Haman wore. And this kind of has like sort of like beans in it. Kids love Purim because you get to go out at night to the synagogue and you get to make a lot of noise and people are, you know, giving you candy and stuff. So they have fun.
Grace Cohen Grossman is the curator of the Skirball Cultural Center, and you can find out more information about Purim at our website, npr.org. And get your groggers out. Purim begins tomorrow at sundown.